Track 1.60. Read and listen to the text. Who is Lord Byron?
Frankenstein.
How could a volcanic eruption that paralysed life for many months lead to the creation of the first horror novel written by a 19-year-old young girl in the history of literature? No matter how irrelevant it sounds, this is exactly how Mary Shelley was inspired by the inclement weather to write Frankenstein on a foggy summer day. In the year 1815, a catastrophic volcanic eruption took place. A catastrophic volcanic eruption took place in Mount Tambora, killing roughly 100,000 people as a result and covering the skies of Europe in dust for many months. The eruption was recorded to be the deadliest one in history, but the famine that followed it was even worse than the eruption itself. These dark and depressing 3 years resulted in the creation of the darkest and most incredible masterpieces by the European artists. Mary Shelley was among these. Young Shelley arrived in Lake Geneva, not only looking for inspiration, but a little refreshment and vacation in May 1816. However, the weather conditions were so severe that she and her entourage were trapped in the house where they were staying for days. The guests of the house were Mary's lover, poet Percy Bysshe, her stepsister, and the famous poet Lord Byron. As they could not enjoy outdoor activities, the group spent days and nights discussing medicine, ethics, art and poetry. They were delighted by each other's company and not disappointed with the vacation plans that changed because of the weather. The main point of their discussion was whether it was possible to reanimate human corpses after death. One night, Byron suggested a horror story competition to write the best horror story they had ever read until then. They all participated in the challenge. Being fixated on the theories they discussed and the horror stories they had been reading, Mary Shelley created Frankenstein. The modern Prometheus, and although she had no clue by then, her masterpiece would be published in 1818, only to revolutionise the literary world and the popular culture of the time they lived in. The work of Shelley was not only the first literary work that made use of scientific experiments as a method, but also criticised the ethics of the experiment and the experimenter. Although it has been more than 200 years since it was first published, it is still regarded as one of the most significant works of art there ever was. We are still amazed by its style.